Early in life, we're told that sticks and stones may break our bones, but words are harmless. Big, fat lie. Being a chubby kid and chubby teen and chubby young adult and chubby old man, I was leveled by hurtful words. And in turn learned that name calling was a convenient weapon. The slurs are more wicked as we get older, epithets that give people the mark of some alien species or pronounce them defective or contemptible. Scholars have offered various interpretations that soften Jesus' name-calling in today's gospel. But the fact remains, the architects of today's scripture put the word on Jesus' lips. He calls the woman a dog. She pushed his buttons. She wasn't Jewish, but Canaanite, a foreigner with strange gods and rituals. And she was a woman, a single mother in a man's world. But the put-down rolls right off her. If she'd been looking for a handout, she might have just walked away. But it's her child's life that's at stake. Her tenacity and audacity get Jesus' attention. Great faith, unimaginable in a Canaanite. Jesus' prejudices are undone and his vision is enlarged. He responds generously. Jesus' transformation is instructive. He gives us an example of dismantling a lifetime of bias and judgment. He got a new perspective from someone he didn't value or like all that much, apparently. What moved him was her selfless, single-minded, unrelenting commitment to making her beloved child's situation better. Perhaps that's at the heart of today's insistent cries for justice and equity. It's about the children. Is this period of social and cultural upheaval doing anything to undo our biases and judgments and enlarge our vision? Have we responded with generosity or more fear and name calling?